Meeting's called to order, Gloria. We're ready to go?
At
6.
39.
Thank you. 6:39.
What meeting were you
PM. Doing? This is the regular meeting of the Montville Parks and Recreation Department. Park and Rec Commission. Thank you.
My guy, huh?
Do we don't usually do that, do we?
Yeah, we do.
Yes.
I just don't do it. Do we pledge of allegiance?
Where have you been?
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Gloria, could you do a roll call, please? It needs to be out about here. You'd get mad if I broke this thing on you, wouldn't you?
Yeah, we would. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to speak you.
But, no, it actually has a name. You, all right, sorry.
He's walking ahead. Through the door, see.
All right, don't say anything.
I didn't get that order.
It's because your phone was off.
Your phone was off. I was trying to call you.
Huh?
Phone was off.
Smart. Actually, it's in a bag. So it doesn't work if you take it out. It doesn't do well for the marketing of those who want
it. All right, roll call, please.
Commissioner Barlow is absent. Commissioner Beaupre is absent. Commissioner Carver?
Here.
Commissioner Chase is absent. Commissioner Hillman is absent. Commissioner Plikas?
Present.
Commissioner Mathewson?
Here.
Commissioner Schober?
Here.
Commissioner Stone?
Here. Thank you. All right. To consider and act on a motion to approve regular meeting minutes of July 17th.
No, wait, number four.
Four.
Oh, excuse me. Remarks from the public. I'm sorry. I was looking for something else. I'll pay attention. Sorry.
And Kate's not here.
Remarks from the public. Remarks from the public regarding items on the agenda. Remarks from the public. Remarks from the public. Hi, public. Thank you for joining us. To consider an act on a... This is the Rocky Stone comedy show tonight. To consider an act on a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of July 17th, 2024. And I believe, yep,
Mr. Mathewson makes a motion.
Second it.
Any comments or?
Discussion.
Any discussion? No? Can I have a voice vote on accepting them, approving them? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion is approved. Thank you. You have my cue cards over there? Consider an act on a motion to approve the special meeting minutes of July 24th, 2024.
Commissioner Mathewson makes a motion.
Second it.
Any discussion? Have a voice vote. All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion passes. Motion is approved. Thank you. Recreation Director's Report for August 2024.
Certainly summer camp is over. The 7-week program was highly successful again. We haven't quite figured out the exact number, but they were well over 260 individual campers. We had 230 every week, with the exception of the second week, which was the short week. and a wait list each of those weeks. So it was very well received. It was very it was either very hot or very wet. We didn't have really anything in between. But yeah, everybody had a great time. We did have a large number of kids on the autism spectrum this year, probably 15 to 17 of those kids. So it really tested a lot of our staff. We had a little extra training with our staff member who does that social work for Murphy School, Patrick Wright. So that was helpful. And there was only one child that was severe enough that we weren't able to accommodate them after about a two-week period. Mom was fine with it. He just needed a one-on-one, and we did, well, obviously didn't have one. But all the others we dealt with pretty easily, I would say. The staff probably would not say that, but everybody seemed to have a good time.
Didn't we fund bring a para in?
Yeah, Patrick Wright.
And we have just one.
Yeah.
Would you say we need more than that potentially for next year?
Well, he doesn't spend time. I mean, if you had more than one, then you could potentially have a one-on-one for somebody, but that's not what the camp is about.
So yeah. You thought one was sufficient?
One was sufficient.
Okay.
I mean, he deals with all of the ones that have, whether they're on the autism scale or behavioral issues or whatever the case may be, because he works in the school system, he's aware of most of them. And knows their IEPs as well, as well as the parents. So it's a good fit for us to have him on staff, and it has worked well for the last 2 years that we've had him. So I know it's on the agenda, but the playground, we get two proposals, so you'll be voting on those later. The small pavilion, I know that. Commissioner Stone has some more information on those as well. We'll be touching base with them. Our booklet will be coming out in September, early first week of September. That'll take us through the end of December, so all the programs are listed in there and our special events. That goes to every, we hope, household in town. Sometimes people call and say, I didn't get it.
I'm not sure
what happens to the mail. There's another one. So it's a post office thing because it says, you know, postal customer or something like that, or and then it goes, supposedly there's 7,200 households, I believe, Mayor, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Would the town clerk know who that, have that list of who that should be going to? Is that a
probably more likely the assessor, but you know, it's
the assessor,
the post office should also know that, and if they're not delivering them, it's also potentially difficult, and I know that I've had a discussion with Commissioner Schorber before, but it's an insert into the Montville Times, which is what, 5 or 6 pages long, and they stuff it in there as well, so that it comes on that Thursday, September 5th, and if you don't open up that paper, then you miss out. So well, hopefully they will get it going for us pretty soon. We have one more summer concert tomorrow night with Branded, and again, it's been one of those summers where it's either been extremely hot and muggy or rain.
So Pink Row,
in between.
Pink Row, we're going to try to...
We're going to try to. The options are next Thursday. They haven't gotten back to me yet, or maybe later, maybe entertain everybody prior to Trick or Trunk, the couple hours before that, from, you know, 5 to 7. As well as the dancers from All the Right Moves kind of thing. So they're pretty flexible, but they did have something going on this week. I was hoping to...
I haven't gotten back to you yet.
Yeah, okay. So I'm not hopeful that they're going to be there tomorrow, because they were thinking about doing a doubleheader, and I said, no, I'm not doing a doubleheader.
How's the attendance been?
Not good. Probably half as many as we had last year. Again, it's been nearly hot and sweaty, that
rainy.
Wants to stay inside, or it's rained the last two times. The last two events have been rain. We held one. They said it was going to stop at 3. It stopped at 5, but it was still dark and dank, so nobody came out. But the band was undercover. We had probably 40 people there, and they had a great time. They were dancing and singing along, and they had a great time. And then, of course, Trick or Trunk, we've already been getting inquiries about When can I sign up for it? We've had, I believe, three of them that I know of. So that's going well. And then other than that, things are looking good. Getting ready for all our fall programs. Registrations are coming in. So we're ready to go.
Any questions? Okay, thank you. Report from finance. I didn't see anything out of line. I did request Pete to provide me, it's at the end of the finance report. It's this little sheet that shows the fund balance. And what's this account called? The 080?
799.
7 9 7 and 4 9s
is how account. We write it out. Right. I don't know what they put down though. Theirs might be 079, but
right. I just wanted to point out, like, right now it's estimated that it has about $85,000 in it, and we're going to be talking about some things about trying to allocate some of that money tonight on a couple projects.
Just a little of that money is you've already been earmarked for fall because we've been taking registrations, but so maybe 5,000 at the most.
Right.
As we're taking karate, gymnastics, dance, yoga, all those classes are registrations are coming in. So probably five of that is already earmarked.
And I've discussed this with the director to make sure we've. That's had a fair amount of money in it over the years, so what we talk about tonight should not put us in any kind of jeopardy with anything. But anyway, we'll talk a little more about that a little later. Anybody have any questions or comments on the finance report? All right, September newsletter.
I did get an email today about the adding in the race day, but what I did is I took the flyer for the race day, since this isn't going to come out until obviously September, and it's I think September 8th is the race day, 8th or 9th. So I just made that flyer up and I mass emailed it to everybody today, and I'll probably do it again next week so that it's out there. Put it on our Facebook page. It's going to be far more effective than putting in a newsletter, because by that time it'll be difficult to register because it's too late.
Yeah, I was surprised at that. The road race is fairly soon, September 8th.
September 1st is Labor Day weekend, so it's the earliest it can be at this point.
Yeah. No, but I meant, I would have thought we'd be advertising it a few weeks ago. That's all.
Registration has been open for a couple of weeks.
Right, but we haven't advertised it. So
I think I saw it on the sign at the police station, at the firehouse by Alcon Lane. I saw something.
It's on some of the electronic boards, but they.
I was coming here.
The Rotary has emailed to those who've run in the past the registration too. So, yeah, we try and catch.
Yeah, they've asked me to put it up at the high school.
Good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I was at the meeting when they asked me, so. They wanted to know who programmed it. So,
don't raise your hand for that one.
Hey, Pete. The only comment I have on this is, if you do end up adding a sheet or something for the road race, I see that the dance and the gymnastic classes are together, kind of in the same block here. If you have room, to just split them up, because they are two distinct different programs. And you kind of have yoga all by itself. You have, I typically thought you kept these things separately. If you have room, if you could just split them up.
Yeah, the only, and I think adding one more page would be our limit, because the feedback we're getting is that we've had it at 5 and 6 pages long before. And that's too long.
Yeah, and the information's there. Yeah. And I looked at it, I said, this is a good number of pages. But if you're adding something for the road race, and you got another half a page, if that's all. But any questions on the or comments on the September newsletter? Okay, unfinished business, discussion of projects and funding status, Desjardins Park's basketball court replacement. I think, Pete, you know more. I think you said that that bid is ready to go out?
The bid for the Camp Oakdale courts should go out this weekend, this end of this week. And the Desjardins court will go out later so we can get the playground project done first, because that'll require heavy equipment to go down onto the court. So we'd rather have them go on the old court rather than the court we've just done.
You told me all that.
Yep.
I got it backwards.
So that one will go second. And they decided that it would be to our advantage to have it done separately as opposed to with the other two basketball courts. I'm not sure why, but probably because they can't do them all at the same time. But, yeah, so that'll be done. I spoke with the CLA today. They said they are almost done with the bid specs for Desjardins.
Okay.
They had to go out and take some measurements. I gave them the specifications for the hoops to be used. But other than that, I think it's pretty straightforward for them. It's not going to be quite as extensive as the Camp Oakdale courts because they don't have to level them out.
It's really a grind.
They're just going to grind it, put a top layer on and line it for them. The hard part will be putting in the hoops because the ones up there have been down there for 30 years, I guess. I'm assuming.
The hard part is getting the blacktop.
How far down they go, I don't know. Well, and there may not be enough blacktop to grind up either, so it's been a while. That's the scoop with the basketball court down there. The playscape itself, number two, you have the two proposals in front of you. Last week, the town council agreed to waive the bid process. Now, the two that you have in front of you are pretty close to being the exact same price. They're both under the $30,000 threshold that they were given. The only difference is the top one, the Playground Boss. That company can be ready in 3 to 4 weeks to put this thing in, whereas the other playground company would be not until November. So that's the only difference between the two. So you can pick whichever one you like, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, so what we'd like to do is pick one of these two tonight so that we can move forward with procuring those and getting them installed. The two options are the Richardson Playground and the Playground Boss. Like Pete said, both of them are about the same. I'm going to mix these up, even though you just said. Which one is the one that is going to move, relocate the existing
swing set?
That would have been the Richardson one.
That's the Richardson one. That's the one that can be done in.
No, the one that can be done immediately is the top one. The Playground Boss. Chimp Champ.
No, but Playground Boss wasn't putting in another swing
correct.
Set.
Yes, yes.
You confused me.
Yes.
Right. They're going to relocate the existing swing set, which is in good shape. I was up there. I think we reported on that last year.
Yep.
That's
correct.
In good shape. They're going to relocate that. So I would like to make a motion to select the Playground Boss proposal as the playground to procure for the Desjardins Park playground area.
Commissioner Matheson makes a motion. Or do I second? I second. Thank you.
Any discussion or questions?
Is this another one that we would need to pick the colors for, or are they just going to do something standard that looks nice?
The top one, the chimp,
yep,
has some neutral colors on the bottom left there. You see it's kind of a light gray and a green,
okay,
or blue and red and a little bit of yellow.
What's the colors at the other color?
I think that one's green too, isn't it?
They have a green one at, well, we have two at
that's true.
Fair Oaks, so one's green and darker gray, I believe, and the other one's
and right red, now,
blue, the other one.
I was trying to, we can
kind of be consistency with the colors.
Yeah, this one would be different from either one of those companies.
Right, and it's up the other side. And right now, I think Desjardins is neutral. There's no real color up there.
Yeah, there's no color scheme there right now. So.
Okay. I was just curious.
Yep.
I mean,
I'm partial to green.
I kind of like the green. That's green and brown, right?
Yeah, green and gray.
Green and gray.
Green and gray. Yeah, I kind of like that also.
It might be cooler than the blue, because the blue...
Oh, yeah, with the sun.
That's why we chose what we chose down at...
right.
Yeah.
The community center. So, do we want to amend the motion to pick the color also?
Yeah, sure.
So I'll make revise my motion, withdraw a motion. Do I have to do that first? Or can I revise my motion? All right. So I'm going to revise the motion to recommend to choose the playground boss, green and gray playground set for the Desjardins Park playground area.
Commissioner Matheson seconds.
Any further discussion? Okay, should we do a voice vote on this? Or can I just do a all in favor?
This is financial.
Correct, yes. Could you do a roll call vote for me, please, then? Thank you.
Commissioner Stone?
Favor.
Favor.
Commissioner
Schober?
Favor.
Commissioner
Carter? Favor.
Commissioner Price?
I'll go in favor.
All right, thank you. That's good. We can get that going. There we go. Mm-hmm. Motion is passed. Don't know what that means. The approved motion is, I thought I...
The motion you just made, what you did was revise the first one.
Right.
That you made. So now we need to go back and approve the original motion as amended.
What? You made a motion to change the motion. Now we have to vote on the changed motion.
Do I have to repeat anything other than...
God, I'm glad we got her.
Your original motion as amended.
Make a motion to approve the original motion as amended.
Seconded. Commissioner Carver.
Do we need a roll call vote on that also?
Discussion.
Could you do a roll call vote on that for me, please?
I approve.
Commissioner
Carter? Favor.
Commissioner Schober?
Favor.
Commissioner Matheson?
Favor.
Favor.
What happens if one of us said no?
That still passes. Majority. All right, thank you. Okay, that's that. Camp Oakdale, basketball court replacement we talked about. So, Sergeant's done Camp Oakdale. Camp Oakdale Pavilion repairs. As we discussed at the couple meetings and the special meeting, the siding is on order. Next order of business for the Camp Oakdale Pavilion is, I think we've talked a little bit about the electrical upgrades. Basically, the power panels are good, but almost every outlet, all the lights, all that kind of stuff is needs to be replaced. I did get a estimate from John sent it. However, I believe they're still planning on trying to get competitive bids, three bids. So it's nothing that we can pick and choose. We don't really need to pick or choose. That's going to be up to Public Works to pick the electrical contractor. The scope of the work's been defined. It's out getting bid. They did receive one bid back, which was for, I don't even know if I can say it without, does that take competition out of the way? No, don't say it? Okay. What they've asked us to do is fund this project, and they want us to take a vote tonight to use some of that account 799, did I get that right? Funding to fund this electrical project. And what we want to do, what I propose doing, is make a motion to authorize up to $20,000. $22,000 out of the special revenue account 799 to fund this project. Would they have to come back to us for any reason? I don't think so, because right.
Only if they need more money.
Not right. To exceed. So that's the motion I'd like to make. I'd like to make a motion to authorize expenditures of up to $22,000 out of the special revenue account 799 for the purpose of upgrading the electrical service at
the large pavilion?
Camp Oakdale Pavilion.
Yeah, large one.
No, we're just going to do the pavilion itself.
And there's some
and surrounding.
Let's okay. That's the motion I made. One sec.
I'm sorry, make the motion for discussion.
Yes.
Commissioner Masterson, seconds.
Okay, discussion.
we're talking the surrounding area, the large pavilion itself.
I think there's a couple light poles that are outside the pavilion that's replacing those lights. It's, I'm not sure if everybody knows the whole scope.
There's internal lighting.
External lighting on the inside. It's natural wood in there. That's going to be on a separate project that's already funded and under contract. They're going to clean that. What are they?
They're going to power wash it.
It and put a couple coats of clear up there. So yep. Then, they're trying to come up with some lights that'll kind of make that pop.
Some more LEDs.
They're going to be adding new outlets on many of the posts. The farmers market had asked for additional electrical outlets on the post. Redoing all the outlets inside the stage area. So it's basically bringing it up to I don't want to say code, but it's correct, right. So
yeah, the electrical's it's museum quality.
So I mean, I think it's
for tours,
huh?
The reason there's a little bit of urgency to this and they wanted us to take this up now is that they're hoping to be able to get all the bids done this week and make an award this week because they want to put siding up. The contractor wants to put siding up starting Monday, and some of this work has to be done before they can do the siding. So,
makes sense.
Any further discussion? Okay. But we will have done our part if we authorize this expenditure, and then like Public Works will take it from there.
When you say they are asking for the $22,000 dedicated to it, is they the town or the bid competitors?
This is
ceiling.
The town. It's the town. It's not, we're not, it's basically to take money out of that account to pay whoever's gets awarded this contract. And again, as I had discussed it with Pete, and he is supportive of this. So we have the motion. Any further discussion? All right. Gloria, can you do a roll call vote for me, please?
Commissioner Twikus?
In favor.
Commissioner
Favor.
Commissioner Schober?
Favor.
Commissioner Mathewson?
Favor.
Commissioner Sterling?
Favor. Motion is approved. Excellent. Okay. Farmers market update?
Yep. So, same thing as last month. Unfortunately, I have not been able to make it due to other scheduling issues. But I've only heard... I'm talking into it. I've only heard really good things coming from the farmers market. Everybody seems to really be liking it. It's just grown in popularity and become the thing to do on Tuesday nights in town, which is fantastic to hear with the amount of effort that goes into putting it on. So it's going really well.
Okay. Want to flip your hat around? Carnival committee update?
So I heard back from Tim, and he is getting final schedule updates, but he does believe that we were going to be Father's Day weekend for our carnival.
So that's not good.
Yeah. So.
So we don't have a firm commitment from...
No, he said that a couple of the ones that he usually has heard back from by now to get set for the following year has not heard touch base with him yet. So I'm still going to be pushing for that third weekend in June, but I don't have confirmation at this moment.
Okay.
What were the dates for Father's Day weekend?
The weekend where before.
Basically graduation area.
Well, that was my concern. Is
yeah. So, well, so what happened is leap year kind of...
Messed everything up. Yeah,
yeah, messed everything
up. You don't have to tell me.
So this coming year, 2025, Father's Day weekend is actually the weekend before we would normally have it. Because Father's Day weekend has been the third weekend in June. And this year, or this coming year, it's actually the second weekend in June.
Is June... First is the Saturday, correct?
I believe so, yeah.
That's where it messes everything up.
Right, yeah. Right. So I'm trying to get confirmation on that.
Yeah, it doesn't really work. It has to be the weekend after.
Yeah, so I'm going to continue pushing for that third weekend. So it won't be Father's Day weekend, but it will be calendar count-wise where we've been having it. It's very confusing.
All right, thank you. Facility walk around. I believe, Noah, you were on the block for Kobe Luck Field.
I know you guys are very excited to hear my report. It's been long delayed, soft launched many times, and now here we go. Nothing much. The fences are a little bit bent in places, but they're still standing. There's some wood that's got some damage in the dugouts, but they're still good. People are still using them. When I was there, there were people playing on the fields, and they were enjoying it. And I had to introduce myself to the coach because they were young children, and I didn't want to be a creep walking around and have them watch me looking through the fences. So I walked up to him and said, I promise I'm not insane. It was good. It is looking good up there.
Do you remember the coach's name?
Absolutely not. He was a very kind gentleman, and he was very understanding.
All right. Thank you, Noah. That was
well on the whole
worth,
good.
That was well worth the wait.
I know.
Okay, and then the...
Camp Oakdale.
Camp Oakdale. Recreation Complex. I'm going to, Ms. Morgan will present our findings.
So you should have a slideshow in front of you? No? Well done.
Right here.
This is nothing special by any means whatsoever.
I feel bad now.
But it was more just to show pictures of it just because Well, I'm really bad at picturing things in my head, so I laid the pictures out to basically walk you through exactly how Rocky and I did on our walkthrough. So obviously starting with the parking lot, it was very noticeable that there's a lot of grass growing through the parking lot, and quite frankly, this is the best picture of where the lines can be seen. Everywhere else in the parking lot, it's either extremely faded or pretty much just non-existent, to be completely honest with you, which may or may not be adding to the parking issue that we have there with people driving the wrong direction down certain lanes because the arrows are just not seen. So the first part, the field entrance sign. There's no sign. It is empty. So I think that would be really great that it's now, I think it's really great that it's now installed, and that's a perfect first step, but obviously that second step is actually getting the trails mapped out so that people know where they are, and I mean difficulty level or anything of that sort would be really good to get put in there. Next is the trail entrance. I walked right past this. Did not realize that this was one of the entrances to the trail at all whatsoever, despite the fact that it is right behind where the trail sign is supposed to be. Yeah, so this entrance is right behind where that trail sign is on the other side of the, what is that, guardrail, right? Right on the other side of the guardrail is that trail entrance, and I walked right past it. So the trail itself, not a defined pathway, but it is absolutely gorgeous back there. It really is. So I think maybe just getting some mowing in there just to define, like, this should be the path, I think would be very beneficial. Just because, while it is gorgeous, if you don't really know where to walk, then you could get into a sticky situation. And then the playground, obviously very used with all the baseball, basketball, football games that are there. And it was in really good shape. The only thing that that Rocky and I thought is that where the red circle is, there is potentially room to add another small activity station of some form if we should choose. I'm not thinking like a seesaw or anything like that, but just, I don't know, maybe that board that we added at Fair Oaks, maybe that could go in there just as an extra thing to do. I know one of the common topics there would be some additional benches inside of the playground itself, because the only other ones aside from that one there that you can see in the bottom picture are at the football field itself, and then if you're there, then you can't really see the kids that are on the playground. And then the other option that I was kind of toying with, don't know if it would happen, so if you look at the playground, there's the fence behind the swing set, right? And then it cuts down into a corner around the big tree. And I don't know why we didn't just put the big tree within the gate, because then you could actually add a second activity in the enclosed area. So right behind here you have the fencing here. But then it cuts into a corner right by the tree. So I don't know if that's something that maybe we want to look at pricing out for moving the fence around. And then obviously same topic as before, that we may want to start looking into other substance on the ground other than the wood chips, just because of the splinters and other things that it can cause. Not a big deal right now by any means, but just something to put on the list of maybe. The public works shed, the roof was very much covered in moss. Might be a good idea to have somebody take a look at that just to see if it needs to just be cleaned off or maybe get a new roof. I'm not quite sure on that one.
But I don't know what's in there.
Yeah, I have no idea what's in there either.
They parked one of the pickups in
that. Oh, okay.
Maybe one of the things, once the new building is built,
mm-hmm.
that shed would be coming down.
They might just take that right. Okay.
All right.
We didn't know that. That's why we wanted to just...
We can ignore that slide then.
We want the new building up, but anyway, that's...
Great. The next one is just field number 2. Nice open field, well maintained. I mean, it just looked gorgeous. We actually went on one of the nicer days out where it wasn't just sweltering outside, so it was very peaceful walking through, and it was pretty nice. The field sign, that one is broken. I forget which one that is. Is that
seven?
Thank you. Okay. So yeah, field
all the
seven.
Field signs are kind of small, we noticed too.
Yeah. So that one just needs to be replaced. Nothing huge there. The bathrooms, they were clean, they were well maintained. The only thing that I put was that we might want to add it to that beautification thing that we were trying to do, maybe put some flowers or shrubs over there so that way you don't look up from the field and just see a brick. And I did have a question on the AED. I was reading it, and you need to call a separate phone number that's not 911 to get a code to then open the AED. That just seems like a lot of steps, especially in an emergency. But I don't know if that's just standard practice. I noticed it, so.
Yeah, I kind of questioned that as well when they put it in, because there's also, we need to put another outdoor AED at the pickleball tennis courts.
Yep.
So we have the AED, now we just have to get the cabinet and hook it up to electricity. But the problem has been, from what I understand, that people just open that and, you know, then 911 gets alerted, they show up, and it was a prank, you know, they just...
Oh, okay.
So if you have to call and get a code, then they know, okay, that's really needed.
But why isn't the dial just 911?
I don't know.
Okay. All right, so I was just questioning that then. It just seems like a lot of
maybe
steps.
If you dial 911, they'll give you a code. I don't know.
That's not the phone number that was on there.
I'll have to look into that.
It was just, it just seems like a lot of steps in an emergency where you just need something right then, you know. Field 1, same thing as field 2, well-maintained, nice open area. I've said it before, there's a lot of soccer balls, lacrosse balls, stuff that gets stuck down in those trees. I know the fencing along that field was pretty costly, so they've actually started coming up with, I'm going to call it like a tree net, basically, and you just line the trees with it. It doesn't stop everything, obviously, but it would stop quite a bit of them, and it's a fraction of the cost that fencing is. So might want to look into that. I'm sure some parents would appreciate not losing $60 soccer balls. The tobacco sign and the no dog sign. So the entire walkthrough, we only saw one sign that said do not smoke on premises and only two signs that said no dogs on the fields. And the signs for the dogs were so tall that me being a short person, I did not see them when I first walked past.
And that was a comment we made to each other. There may be more of them there, but they're not noticeable. Now it's a park area. You don't want, you know, big, unwelcoming type signs. But they're not really noticeable. So.
Yeah.
And they're not followed anyway. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, while we were there, there was somebody that showed up with a dog, so.
Yeah.
They could be there, they could be concealed, they could be broken. I'm not sure, but the only ones that we saw were those three. I thought we were getting signs that were no smoking that were going to go on the fences, though. They were more of that, vinyl
material?
There were
some vinyl ones that Barb had put up, youth services.
Yeah.
But those have disappeared, too.
Okay.
I noticed the one at Fair Oaks has been... taking as well, so maybe the smokers are taking them, I don't know.
Right. All right, so that might be something that we want to look into, maybe reinvesting in, I don't know, maybe some sturdier material than vinyl. I'm not positive on that one, but either way. The next slide is just another sign that obviously still has the packing material in it. I think this would be a great spot to put a map of Camp Oakdale and label the fields. I know we have the field sign itself, so if you do just walk up to the field, then you would know that you're in the right area. But I think having a map of Camp Oakdale would probably be very good, very beneficial to have in there. And then we noticed that there's no defined entrance into the facility. So even if we did put a Camp Oakdale map here, there's no guarantee that people are going to walk past it, despite the fact that there's a sidewalk right next to it that's supposed to be used, you know?
Yeah, and I think it's an inherent problem with how the whole thing is set up. There's no, when you get out of the parking lot, the whole thing is an entrance to the park.
Right.
You know, there's no funnel, you know, to funnel everybody right. in one spot. We're not saying there should be, but, you know, it's hard to identify, you know, if this is where you should start and, you know, put information in one place because it's expansive.
It would also help if the field markings were just on the other side of the curb of the parking lot and not in front of the field because
yeah.
now it's you're away from it.
Yeah.
So you'd have 1, 2, 3 and 4 would be no problem. You know, 5, 6, and 7, of course, are in the back.
Oh,
so,
right.
But you can have a sign 5, 6, 7 with an arrow.
Yeah.
That would be my suggestion to Public Works when they because actually Bob Clark made those signs. They're pretty nice.
Yeah.
No, they are.
Absolutely.
You know, and you don't want to overwhelm the park with
oh,
signs
no.
and
yeah.
that kind of stuff. But
if you had "You Are Here" signs.
Yeah.
Correct.
Correct. Yeah, that would.
I mean,
yes. Yeah.
Yeah, the kiosks there haven't been up very long, like weeks.
No. Yeah.
They look brand new.
Yeah,
yeah,
they looked.
I didn't even know they had them up, and I've driven up there. I don't know how many times, and now I can go back, call Matt, and say, "Man, you didn't tell me you had it done." You haven't taken the packing slip out.
I know. I don't.
Like
want
I said, it's a wonderful first step. It's just what we put in there. I think needs to be one of them should definitely be the trails. And the other one should definitely be a map layout of Camp Oakdale. That's just my.
Yeah, and they were going to have
thoughts.
The rules on them because
yeah.
they were double. They were
you could
to
have the same map and just keep putting the X in different spots wherever you're standing.
Yeah, where you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
They put
yeah.
up.
That would save costs.
Yeah. Yep.
You're talking about the trail maps.
Well, it's a. We have like a.
Yeah.
Right. And we've kind of talked about that before. I mean, we need to add the Mosterway property to the maps.
Yeah.
Get the field numbers on there. But that's some of our other discussions.
Yep.
At other times.
So the last page is really just everything that we identified, the last 2 years, right?
2 years, yeah. We
And then...
just before, we didn't focus on the trails because we focused on that a lot last year and... Quite frankly, almost nothing that we recommended for the trails got done last year. So,
the items in red, though, are the ones that we identified this year. I don't think anything that we really identified this year is stuff that costs a lot of money. It's just something that we need to get done for small projects. You know, it's
except
not,
for the parking lot.
Well, except for the parking lot, but... Listen, one of the 7 things that we identified is
right.
not a bad
right. No, not bad at all.
That's really what it is. It's just time and getting it done.
The trail thing, if we had a Boy Scout, like how they did that trail over by the police station, that would be a good Scout project.
There's a lot of Scout projects. And mm-hmm. so now we've, you know, what I've been trying to do, you know, we have that list that I keep throwing in here that has all the park improvement items, you know, some of the stuff we have in the SIP plans or capital plans. And plus it's also identified what we've identified in our individual reports. And some of those have been can be identified as a Scout project.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we're going to end up, once we kind of approve that list, I'll give it to John, the Public Works Director. He'll give it to the crew, and the crew will go at whatever they can work at during their normal work hours.
So that trail is really nice. I did it again by the police station. They laid it out really good. They have the nice.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's not ours.
I know it's not, but I walked it again.
Well, the good thing about
Lenny, you had many, to pick that scab, didn't
how many,
you?
How many hits do you want to take tonight?
I'm just saying it was a nice walk. They did a good job there.
Everything was going well, Deb, until you brought that up.
Still don't know how it happened.
But anyway, I mean, that's our walk through. Like I said, nothing really drastically different than what we had identified the last 2 years. Any questions on it? I mean.
Okay, I know you're on a time schedule here. All right. Beautification Club request, that's going to be on here, just unfinished business. We haven't really identified any areas we want them to work on. Right. Job description committee. I actually didn't know I was on it, but Carver, Chase, Hillman, and Stone. We need to. We have time. We'll get some meetings going in the next couple months and work on that over the winter. So.
Aren't you like unofficially on every subcommittee?
I don't know. I didn't know that. Because I didn't.
Surprise.
And website improvement. Last meeting, we kind of, I had asked everybody if you had a chance to go look at the town, at the Parks and Rec website, see if you had any, suggestions about it. I threw mine in here. But I think, that's going to be an ongoing discussion. I don't really understand who even does the website. Do we have
the IT department. Yeah.
And I'm not, I don't know how much time they can spend on it, what kind of tools they have. Because there's different software programs you can get to help spruce things up. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this tonight, but I would welcome everybody to go look at some of the other, like Groton has a really great recreation department website. Waterford does. Look at some of the other ones. What concerned me about ours right now is like we have, we might not know where every little link is, and we still have some of our real old maps on there that should have been gone 2 years ago. We have a pretty good map now, and that is posted, but some of the old maps are still posted. So
number 3 was the 2.5.
Correct.
Off the top of my head.
But so you may not even know. Sometimes you get to a sub page, and all of a sudden there's another link there that has the old map. So I do think, if you go through, as I mentioned last month, if you go through our website, we still don't say a word about pickleball, new pickleball courts, tennis courts. Masterway property doesn't show up on any map. During our walk around, they did open the stone wall to get to Masterway, but there's not a sign there that anybody would even know that there's a trail up there.
Yeah.
That's the purpose of us walking around, is to keep trying to identify these park improvement items, and I think the website is definitely an area we can improve on. So if you do, I still encourage everybody to try to take a look at our website, look at other websites, and at some point, we'll try to make some recommendations to improve the website. Okay, new business. I had noticed there's a conflict in time. For some reason, one of the town council meetings is at the same time as our meeting. October 16th. I think there's a holiday or something going on in that area, so they can't work. So they actually have a meeting scheduled at 7 o'clock, and our meeting's at 6:30. So I thought we could move our meeting till 5 o'clock. It's either that or we're going to have to pick a different day. So I wanted to consider and act on a motion to change the start time of the October 16th, 2024 meeting from 6:30 to 5 o'clock. Now,
seconded.
Is that a second?
Yes.
Okay, discussion?
Are you supplying supper?
I was going to ask, is there not an option to go to a different room? Do we have to be in here?
The problem with going to a different room is we can't record.
Well, what if I just record on my phone and then just send it to you? No, okay. It was an option.
So that was option one. Option two, I would have liked if everybody was here, because I know it's difficult for some people to get here at 5.
Yeah.
What if we just collaborate with the town council? We can have a dual meeting.
We How will long be do you want to be until here? 11 o'clock at night.
We have 5 o'clock. We can be out by 6:30.
We have time. So
I'd say we stay at 6:30 and we have to be out at 7.
That's true too.
if we do 5, I know I'll be late to that because I get out of work at 5:10-ish. So
the other option is to pick a different day, and we certainly can do that. I wanted to toss this out here. If like I said, I wish everybody was here so I got more opinions on this, so I'm not quite sure how to.
They'll see it in the September minutes. They'll see it in the minutes when they review it next meeting.
They will. I mean, does anybody here have a problem getting here by 9, by 5, except for Noah?
5 could be tough.
Right. So would you? Am I hearing that we would prefer picking a different day?
You can do Tuesday or Thursday.
All right. I'll withdraw the motion and... we will we'll readdress this in September. I'll work with the town clerk to figure out what day we can do this. Gloria, is your schedule pretty good? I'll consult you two when I pick some dates. It's not good. You're not. It's now. It's today or never.
So if it's Tuesday, that would be the day after the holiday, so nobody would be the town would not be working Monday. So in order to get the agenda out, you'd have to do it Friday.
Well, it shouldn't be a problem.
I mean, I don't, shouldn't
have to
be a problem.
The town clerk's office saved me because I sent the agenda to everybody here,
yep.
And I never sent it to the town clerk. They called me at 10 or 4.
What about the Wednesday before?
Excuse me?
The Wednesday before seems to be open. So that would be the 9th instead of the 16th.
I have to check with the clerk to make sure nothing. Are you looking at the town calendar?
Yeah.
And that's open right now?
There's nothing scheduled. The next meeting would be Tuesday, October 8th, and then the one after is Thursday, October 10th.
So you're saying Wednesday?
October 9th. I got to make up somehow. I missed 2 meetings. I got to contribute.
Okay. So do we want to consider and act on a motion to change the regular meeting of October 16th, 2024 to Wednesday, October 9th, 2024 at 6:30?
Seconded.
Excuse me. What did I do wrong? Do I have to withdraw?
No. Did you get into discussion?
Discussion.
I was going to get a second, then I was going to discuss. Sorry.
Seconded.
Discussion?
You check with Gloria?
Are you available on that day, Gloria?
What day is it?
Wednesday, October 9th. How much more time do you got?
I'm okay if I leave a couple minutes late. I just need to leave right around then.
Yes.
Yes.
Understood. They're all special, aren't they?
That agenda better be tight.
No, putting something in right now.
Don't add something to it right now. My problem is this keyboard is just entirely too small. I'm touch type, so it's like I'm not looking at this, and I have to look at this.
I know what to get you for Christmas.
A keyboard to plug into her phone.
Okay. Any further discussion? Do we need a roll call vote or?
It'd be nice.
Okay. May I have a roll call vote, please?
Certainly. Commissioner Stone?
Yes. I'm trying to think of the right word.
Yes.
Commissioner Carver votes yes.
Vote yes for the Gloria approved date.
All right, motion is passed. Thank you, everybody.
Teamwork.
Okay, discussion of Friday night dance class requests and proposals. So Pete and I have talked about a couple proposals. Pete had some thoughts on doing a Friday night class. We had a request from the current dance instructor, Lana, to expand and teach some advanced classes on Friday. Pete and I have talked about it off multiple times over many days. What we'd like to do is get the commission's approval tonight to allow the Lana to expand. And Pete, you can correct me whenever if you think I'm misstating here, to expand into Friday nights. Basically, it'll be three classes from 4:15 to 6:30. That would leave 6:30 on for any classes that Pete might come up. He's looking at some adult other types of dance classes. He also expressed a concern that because this is an expansion of the current dance program, if some of these adult classes became popular and needed some more time, he just wants to make sure that we're not forever guaranteeing that the current dance program would always have Friday nights. And I think it's fair to say that, you know, anytime a new program comes out and we need to find, you know, times to accommodate it, that you know, nothing is ever locked down, guaranteed forever. We can always have the ability to try to juggle schedules around to suit any new program that might come up. So, I mean, if you're not, if you're okay with this, I'd like to get the commission's approval to expand the current dance program to those times on Friday night.
So what would the time be on Friday night? So if Pete wants to...
This would be three classes. Starts at 4:15 and the last class ends at 6:30.
But that's Lana's.
That would be Lana's.
Because it seems so like, according to this letter, when I'm reading it, I interpret it when they found out that another class was going to come in, then they wanted that Friday.
That is not
the way
true.
The letter.
Is not true.
The way it says that when we made it a habit, like whatever they listened, that they found out that another. The way that I interpret the, and I could be interpreting the letter wrong. Because all of a sudden this came about at, I don't know when. It seems like when they found out another class might be coming in on Friday, that all of a sudden they wanted that Friday. I'm just how I'm interpreting the letter.
Yeah, no, I mean, I have the original emails from what Lana requested from Pete.
A long time ago?
No, it was actually July 31st. And, you know, Pete was very professional. Hey, look, I've got some other potentials I want to do Friday nights. you know, there was a little back and forth about maybe shifting times. Pete said maybe you could do another day. But again, subsequent to all that, this other potential current program kind of went away. So, I mean, I don't think there's any thing to argue or fight about.
Oh, not
again,
arguing.
I mean, I have to respect the director's, you know, he just wants to make sure if we do ever want to expand that, you know, people don't, you know, that it's, nothing's ever guaranteed forever. You know, if some other programs come up and we need to shift schedules around, we as a commission have the authority to do that, and we're not relinquishing that by allowing the current dance class to go into Friday nights. And that was a concern, you know, and I think I understand that concern.
Right. And kind of to capsulize it, what is that, even if we offer just one program on a Friday as a test to see if it works and it gets popular, we would be able to eventually say, okay, it's now we need 4-hour slots, and Friday was the only open day that we had available in Lana's schedule. She's there 6 days a week, so now she's there 7 days a week. So if we give her Friday,
yeah,
or if you guys give her Friday, it's not up to me. So by giving her Friday, now she's in 2 rooms 7 days a week. And if we need Friday, they should be willing to say, okay, we're out. Now we'll go into whatever other day they want.
Maybe
they've
you can
got
put
five,
that in the
they've got four
the
or five, six classes on any particular day. But Saturday is their one with the least amount right now. They do just Saturday mornings. And I think there's 3, maybe 4 classes. But I think last time only 3 classes were filled enough to go. And that was my suggestion. I said, well, pick any day you want to do these 3 classes, except for Friday. But she wanted Friday, so.
So if you did a class at 6:30, will they be out by 6:30 so that your class could happen at 6:30 or 7?
I haven't seen her schedule, to be honest with you. I didn't bring that with me. Okay. If it ends at 6:30, no, we wouldn't be able to get in at 6:30 because they have to leave and a new person comes in and then the other people come in. So you've got at least 15-20 minutes.
7 o'clock would have to be.
Well, probably closer to 7, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, right now the current classes end and start. They hustle them out of there.
No,
I would think the room would be open within a few minutes, actually.
Yeah, I was just wondering like how it works.
Well, different sound system because Lana uses her own. And this person would use their own, so they'd have to clean that one out.
And again, that's something, 50, when the time
like
came, we
15,
would
20 minutes get by time to get in and out of there.
Right.
So that's the changeover.
You know, and if there are some potential new programs and they're successful, you know, we want everybody to be successful.
Yep.
So that's what I'm just looking for commission's concurrence to allow the current dance program to hold an additional 3 classes on Friday night from 4:15 to 6:30.
So how many months are these dance, like, are they like every 3 months?
Let me get a second on that, and then we can have further discussion if you want.
Second it.
Wait, what? We're already in the first second.
Oh, are we?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
We're in the discussion.
So ahead, continue discussion then.
I got you, Gloria.
So, like, these dance classes, they're like a 3-month thing, and then they stop, and then then they resign for another 3 months?
They run till 8 weeks.
Okay. So every week you renew. So, like, if you needed it for the Friday, you could say now. All right, that's what I just wanted to know.
What's the take rate on, you know, the classes right now?
What's the what?
The attendance rate.
Well, they vary depending on age and which class they're doing. So there's ballet, there's tap, there's jazz, hip-hop, there's ballet, bar, there's point. So there's several different types of classes. There's multiple age levels, multiple ages.
It's pretty extensive. It really is.
Yeah, there's popular. There's basically five or six classes each day, every 45 minutes. She's got a class coming in. So in reality, we actually counted them up. There are 132 different kids in the program, but many of them are taking, you know, multiple two, three, classes. Four, five classes at a time. You know, they'll be back-to-back-to-back kind of classes. In fact, Bill Barlow's granddaughter is in a couple back-to-back, like a jazz and a tap class back-to-back and that type of thing. So, so there's 132 kids in the program as the last full session, which ended in June.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
So, okay. I mean, that...
That's a lot of kids.
You know, compares to...
But it's not all Montville. Like, you can be...
It ranks about number eight or nine in our list of
that's
popularity.
That's more than a graduating
class. You know, you got carnival, you got summer camp, and summer camp is all residents, and basketball is all residents. Basketball is about 170 kids, and those are all residents, and you can only count them once, of course, because they're only on one team. And of course, dance is residents and non-residents too.
So
it's about 30% non-residents, 30, 35, somewhere in that neighborhood, depending on which session you're looking at.
Any further discussion? Or do we need a roll call on this, or can we do a voice vote, Gloria? Yeah, I think we'll just do a voice vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. So, Pete, is this something you can get added now?
Well, I don't have all the details from Lana, so I don't know how much she's going to charge.
I'll reach out to Lana then to get the details.
Other than she wanted to run them, that's all I know.
Okay.
So, she didn't share that information with me.
Okay, I'll get her to reach out to you. Thank you. All right, last order. You still got time?
If we make it really quick.
Okay. Discussion of plan and method to fund and add pickleball court lines on the two tennis courts. Tucked in here is a proposal because of the popularity of pickleball, and now that the high school tennis courts are completed, we want to paint some pickleball court lines on there. It's about $3,000, and what I'd like to make a motion for is make a motion to authorize the use of $3,000 from the special revenue account, $799, to paint pickleball court lines on the two Simpson Lane tennis courts.
Seconded.
Any discussion?
We'll make them suffer with the inch high net.
Excuse me?
They'll have to suffer with the inch high net. 2 inches?
I will say, I went to the pickleball court with a friend, and we were so embarrassed because all the pickleball courts were taken up, and there was only left two tennis courts. And we felt as though we would be the biggest dorks to be the only people on the tennis courts with our pickleball balls. So we did not use it.
It will get you.
Any further discussion? I want to get the vote in before Morgan has to leave. Could you do a roll call vote, please?
Certainly.
Vote yes. Get some extra use.
Commissioner Carver votes yes.
Commissioner Schober?
Favor.
Commissioner Matthews?
In favor.
Commissioner
Stone? I say yes. All right, Miss Morgan has to leave. Thank you, young lady.
Thank you.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
All right, communications we already discussed. Okay, remarks from the public. Come on up.
Hi.
Oh, wait. Pete, she needs a microphone?
Oh. I'm a teacher. I can talk about it.
It's for the record.
Thank you for sitting through. I hope we didn't bore you too much.
Hi, I'm Katie Holmes. I live at 22 Fox Hollow Drive in Oakdale. I'm one of the dance moms. So first of all, I just want to thank you so much for approving the Friday class. We really appreciate it. My daughter has been begging for this theater class for 2 years. And I know Lana really wants to put them on Saturdays, but since it's soccer season, a lot of kids don't do dance currently, and those classes will fill up on Saturdays, and she will have to add numerous classes. So it just won't work. But I'm just here to be here to thank you and to have this opportunity to speak with you. And we are also willing to use any locations within Parks and Rec's depth for those classes, if that would be more convenient for any upcoming classes, as long as the shoes are appropriate for those floors. And I just wanted to thank everyone. That's why I'm here tonight, and just appreciate everything you guys do for us within dance. That's it.
Thank you very much.
You guys can go home. Thank you.
Thank you. Remarks from the public. Yes, Mr. Mayor.
I'd like to make a remark from the public. As far as the website improvements, I would encourage someone to visit with Bill to see what it's going to take to make the changes and ask him how it is that he would like to see the suggestions or recommendations on what the changes are. And I think that, you know, this has been kicked around a while, and it's probably the best. Go right to the source and find out what it is that he's going to need. And as far as the Camp Oakdale report, there's too many things that have been on there for too long of a period of time. I would recommend and ask that that stays on the agenda, and a report is given every month on the status of those things that need to be fixed. And if there's any problems in getting things done, I would ask that the director come to me, and I will talk with John myself to make sure we get things moving. You know, example, that broken sign of the field, that's been there like that for quite a while. The absence of signs out identifying where the walking paths go. You know, that needs to be fixed. And now that we have those new signs up, we need to not let them sit there blank. We need to get some information in there rather than let it sit. So my point is that I want to help get those things done. And if it takes a little encouragement and persuasion, then I'll be glad to do it, but I got to know. So if you guys talk about it every month, I can get a status and tell me what needs to be done and how I can help. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Lenny. You know, what we'll do is once we do keep a running list of everything. I'll make sure you get a copy of it so you're aware of everything that we've identified. Okay? So
no,
we'll make sure you...
My point is that those things are not getting done. Okay?
Not getting done.
I want to help get done.
Yep. Okay. So we'll send you that list every month because not much of it's getting done. All right. Remarks from the public.
Can I add on to what the mayor was saying? These have been on here for a while, and they're not getting done. Why don't we, you know, prioritize items to be done? You know, start out with the most bang for the buck.
So
and down.
You know, John, that's a good point. And you know, if you look that Excel sheet I send out every month. Believe it or not, this has been going on for I've been keeping this for a few years when I was helping Kate. Mm. But if you look at the first column is priority. You know, so we go through this and prioritize it. And if you look at where some of the numbers are, you know, those end up on the SIP plan, or the, you know, for us, because a lot of these need money. I mean, that's the other thing. A lot of this stuff needs money, and there's only so much money. So we prioritize them, get them on the SIP plan. Over the last couple of years, I think, you know, the town council and the town have been pretty good about funding some of the things that have on the, been on the list, like the tennis courts replacements were on there. The, you know, some of this other stuff is, you know, like adding signs to, none of our trails are marked where it starts, where it ends. Those have been on there for 3, 4, 5 years. We don't direct the crew there. We were hoping like maybe a Cub Scout or Eagle Scout would come along and say, hey, you know, we could do that. That's been identified as a good Eagle Scout project. But, you know, that's something, if you're right, we should sit there now that we have all our walk-arounds have been done, we should prioritize and a lot of these are, they're all good to haves, you know.
If we just did one a month.
Right.
You know, we'd like to do fuel labeling for, you know.
Yeah, we identified, like last year we identified, like we have a beautiful fitness trail that has, you know, nice stations at it to do, you know, your walk, your exercise, but all the markings are gone. So people would walk by it and not even know what they're supposed to do there. Now, the beginning of the trail is well marked, and it tells you what you should do way down there, but if you happen to enter that trail from the field side, you wouldn't even know what's going on. So anyway, absolutely, over the next month or so, we will do that. We will reprioritize this. We'll try to identify, you know, what we want to get on capital over the next couple of years and that kind of stuff. So, all right, we're still remarks from the public.
Well, we did that already because she came up and spoke. It's his turn.
Well, I didn't do it three times. I got to say it three times. Remarks from the public, remarks from the public. Okay. Remarks from the town council liaison. Southard is not here. Remarks from recreation director. Okay. Remarks from the commissioners. John?
Let's get a list going so we start knocking this stuff off. You know, it's been on for a few years. Doesn't have to be big stuff. We just, you know, Camp Oakdale is probably one of our biggest, used assets. We, you know, start there. And maybe just the "you are here" signs.
Yeah, I think now that those two kiosks are open, that's hard to say. We're planning to get larger signs.
Yep.
With the information on it. And I thought I purchased one that had dual signs, dual sided, maybe. But I had to go back and check.
And then the Cub Scouts. And there's one up the other side that the Eagle Scouts put in, too.
Yeah.
So. Anything else, John?
No.
All right. Noah?
Nothing.
Deb?
Nothing.
Rocky, nothing. Thank you. Meeting adjourned at 8:03. Thank you, everybody. Motion to adjourn. Sorry. Oh, so we got to sit here?
What button do I press?
So we got to stay here.
Do I press stop? Do I press stop or the red one?